Hey, it's Marilyn for Event Watch. I'm down here at Apex Park where a fringe event is taking place. It's the Artisans Market. I'm at Head Cred with Natasha and Jace. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Natasha, would you like to explain to us a little bit of what you do?
Sure. So
it's unusual.
A little bit different. So we basically source vintage tins that are anything up to 70 years old, like old tea caddies, cookie tins, trays, and we use them to make accessories. So all the jewellery that you see in front of you here has all been created using those vintage tins.
How did you come up with that idea?
It's not an original idea. Something that I saw and I really loved the idea of using something that had some history behind it and gave it, made it into a piece of wearable art too, because a lot of times those beautiful tin caddies end up in the back of the cupboard full of buttons or nails or something.
Yeah.
So I thought it's a really lovely way to bring such beautiful old tins out for people to enjoy.
So when you get a hold of a new piece of tin, your mind starts turning straight away.
Absolutely. Although sometimes it's dictated to by what's on the tin. Yeah. So it might only have one or two small motifs, or, you know, it could be covered in motifs. So, and also depends, because I do customised orders for people. So they'll choose a tin or bring a tin to me and I can make a piece out for them. So it really depends too on what part of the tin they choose as to what I can use on the tin.
You've got here mainly earrings and necklaces. So anything else?
Yeah, well, today I just bought a limited range, but we have rings and cufflinks. Uh-huh. And because we're quite a new business and it's all handmade, so I'm slowly making other things to sell to the public.
To extend the range a bit. How long would it actually take you to make a piece from start to finish?
It really depends on the style. So, for example, this one here, the doming. So you start from cutting the piece out and then sanding it and making sure that it's smooth so it doesn't injure anybody. Shaping it, so there's quite a few different shapes as well. And then, of course, cleaning and packaging as well. So it just depends. It could probably take from half an hour to, you know, 2-3 days. It really just depends on what I'm making at the time.
Do you live locally?
We live in Alberton, just next to Port Adelaide.
Oh, wow, what a great place to live.
It's lovely.
Go power. Well, it's really nice to have you up here in Gawler today.
Thank you.
Showing us something a little bit different.
Thank you. Oh, it's been great. We've had a lovely time today.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.